The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Monday the 6th of June. I'm Shane Hannan and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for all of your morning's sporting headlines. We'll kick off with soccer this morning. There's one game down for decision in the Premier League tonight, with Tottenham Hotspur hosting Everton. Spurs have picked up just 4 points from their last three league games, and Jose Mourinho's side will be looking to bounce back from their recent 3-1 defeat to Sheffield United. A win for Everton will see them move above Spurs in the table. Kick-off in that game is at 8 p.m. this evening. Southampton are mathematically safe from relegation after they registered an impressive 1-0 win against Manchester City at St Mary's yesterday. Shea Adams' first Premier League goal was enough for the Saints to secure the 3 points against Pep Guardiola's side. Liverpool won their first game since being crowned Premier League champions thanks to a 2-0 win over Aston Villa at Anfield. Sadio Mane and Curtis Jones scored the goals as Liverpool remain on course to win all of their home fixtures in the top flight this season. The defeat means Villa remain in the bottom three, 1 point from safety. West Ham improved their chances of survival thanks to a 2-2 draw at Newcastle, while Burnley and Sheffield United finished 1-1 at Turf Moor. Former Republic of Ireland boss Brian Kerr told OTB Sports Radio yesterday he feels David Moyes will help keep West Ham up.
I think David Moyes is still trying to find a formula and a combination of players that are consistently effective. Antonio is playing centre forward now. When Haller plays, he'll play centre forward. But we've seen Antonio in the past playing as a full back, playing wide in the right. He's playing off the front. Today he's playing centre forward. I think with the number of injuries he has, you look at Snodgrass is not available, Anderson's not available, Haller is not available. I think they're the sort of players that could be in his best starting 11, but he's looking for a team or a group of players that are going to get him consistent results. And with the set of matches they have left, they have to play a lot of teams that are down near the bottom of the table: Aston Villa, Norwich, Watford, Burnley mid-table, Manchester United in great form. They're a set of fixtures that they could get points from, and it could mean that he'll be staying on in the job for the future, and it'll give him a chance when the next window is open, be it that it's all going to be helter-skelter now in the most unusual setup that we've had. He'll have a chance to bring in some of the players he'd like to have, because he hasn't been there for the summer window in the last 2 years. He's been the manager that's been in before the window to rescue it. And I think he'll rescue it this year for them again.
West Brom remain on course for automatic promotion to the Premier League. They're back within a point of Championship tabletoppers Leeds thanks to a 4-2 win against Hull. Swansea kept their playoff hopes alive with a 2-1 victory over Sheffield Wednesday, while Middlesbrough remain in the relegation places following a 1-0 home defeat to Queen's Park Rangers. In golf, Waterford's Seamus Power ended up in a tie for 12th at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. A level par final round of 72 saw him end up on 14 under par for the tournament. American Bryson DeChambeau won by 3 shots on 23 under, after shooting at a very impressive 65 in his final round. And finally, Valtteri Bottas won the Austrian Grand Prix for Mercedes after an eventful race at the Red Bull Ring yesterday afternoon. Ferrari's Charles Leclerc came second, with McLaren's Lando Norris finishing in third. World champion Lewis Hamilton ended up fourth after he was demoted following a 5-second time penalty. All drivers wore t-shirts with an anti-racism message ahead of the race, but 6 drivers chose not to take a knee. We'll have loads more coming up on OTB AM from 7:30 this morning across the social channels. We'll be back tomorrow morning at the usual time. For now, I'm Shane Hannan, and that was the OTB Brief. We'll chat to you later.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.